This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Just as the school kids go back to class, the places they go have had their own grades released. Public Education Secretary Christopher Ruzkowski last week reported that 12.9% of the schools statewide got an A. That is way up from the 4.8% in 2012, but down from the nearly 15% in 2017. On the other side of the coin, 14.9% of the schools got an F. In 2012, that was 7.7%, but last year reached 15.7%, so a definite trend to the better. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulgenetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
B schools were 25.9%, the bulk of the scores, with C's and D's at 24 and 22% respectively. One of the big issues with the school grading since the start are the components that make up the grade. The majority of the scores are based on student growth in reading and math, measured partly through end-of-the-year exams, including PARC, and are based on 2017-18 school year data. PED has continuously increased the weight academic proficiency has on a school grade every year. Schools in Albuquerque also saw improvement with more A grades and fewer Fs. It may have only been a few percentage points, but it's going in the right direction. More after this. Ruzkowski said, quote, "There is some positive movement," end quote. But 48% of the schools in the state's largest district, Albuquerque, got either a D or F. That isn't good. 23% failed. The district administration says they will look deeply into the factors that make up the scores, especially for those schools that either failed or were close to it. Bandelier and Eugene Field Elementary Schools and Madison Middle School all went from an F to a B. APS had six schools that were penalized because they failed to meet the required student participation rate for standardized testing, the most a single district had in the state. The grades for those schools consequently dropped an entire letter grade. Santa Fe Public Schools, according to Ruzkowski, is the most concerning of the state's larger districts. 56% of the schools got either a D or an F, and 14% got top grades. Superintendent Veronica Garcia said, quote, "We find it disheartening the Secretary of Education would engage in political warfare and choose to target Santa Fe Public Schools in their school grade press release when the school grades don't match the student proficiency gains we have experienced." Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
Garcia said a close look shows that the grade levels are often closely linked to income levels. Regardless of the reasons, it helps to show why New Mexico ranks 49th nationally in education. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.